This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Wednesday, September 10, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The operator of the Kuche Industrial Development Zone is seeking to appoint an advisor to assist in the construction and operation of a gas-fired power station. The station could contribute as much as 3,200 megawatts to the country's grid by late 2012. The project will be rolled out in three phases. The first phase will contribute 800 megawatts of electricity to the national grid by early 2011. Further expansions could boost capacity to 1,600 megawatts, 2,400 megawatts, and possibly 3,200 megawatts by late 2012. Kuche Development Corporation spokesperson Senzeni Ndebele said that various government entities were involved in the project. He declined to name the parties. An estimated 20,000 megawatts will be needed from independent power producers by 2025. This takes into account the predicted demand and expected supply from state-owned electricity supplier Eskom. IPPs were still unable to compete with the cost of electricity produced by Eskom, but Firestone Africa Vice President Clarence Oerlofser said that the expected steep increases in the national power tariff was good news for private producers. He said that Eskom's coal-fired electricity had a supply cost of about 25 cents a kilowatt hour, while nuclear-generated power's cost was estimated at 50 cents per kilowatt hour. Total Coal South Africa Vice President Diego de Bourge said on Tuesday that South African coal miners should be allowed to generate their own coal-fired electricity at new mines using their own coal waste. He told the Mining Summit 2008 in Johannesburg that coal miners like Total had coal waste that could be turned to valuable accounts in self-generation initiatives. He said that it had sufficient energy to fuel an on-site power station, which could be used initially to supply electricity to the new mine alone, and then also to other mines within a mining group. He noted that the calorific value of such coal waste was too low to be transported economically. Also making headlines, oil falls $1 as a strong dollar counters storm fears. The AutoCAT industry calls for substantial new incentives as South Africa phases out the MIDP. Lafarge investigates the use of alternative fuels for its boiler operations. Rockwell Diamonds urges shareholders to take no action on an opportunistic takeover bid. The Waterberg's coal bed methane potential could boost South Africa's liquid fuel output. And a South African union reiterates its call for a state-owned mining company. In political news, a poll shows a big shift to John McCain among white women. Democrats hit Bush on his troop plan. The SACP says the donation row fears made Philip Dexter quit. And Jacob Zuma says the judiciary is not above criticism. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.